Once again, good to have you here. Thanks for being here. Grace, peace, and mercy are ours this day through our crucified and risen Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, the story from the Gospel of Luke today that we heard, that's in the bulletin, we heard Pastor Calland read it to us, is one of those great scenes in the story of Jesus. In fact, this story where the angel Gabriel shows up to Mary and tells her that she's going to bear Christ is one of the even most artistically depicted scenes in all of the Bible throughout the centuries. Lots of people have put their own artistic work on what that scene looked like, you know. I admit that I don't have much to explain a lot of it. I don't know exactly what it looked like when Gabriel showed up or how it is that Mary's a virgin and becomes pregnant and all that kind of thing. But there's some interesting things that happen in that. Gabriel shows up and says to her, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." And then the next verse has kind of become one of my favorites in Scripture. It says this, "But Mary was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be." Doesn't that seem a bit strange? You know, if Gabriel showed up to you today and said, "Hey, greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you," we might expect like, "Oh, that's great," you know? Or, "Hallelujah, praise the Lord." But Mary seems to know that she wants a little more information yet on what that's going to look like. Other English translations even put it more bluntly. They say she was greatly troubled or thoroughly shaken. There was a pastor here in the earlier service who knows Greek really well, and he told me the actual Greek is that she became disturbed, like wholly agitated. Seems like a strange reaction. And if that's not enough, think about Gabriel's response to Mary. "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God, and now you're going to be pregnant." Right? "Even though you're a virgin and not married, God has blessed you with pregnancy." That's good news? That's favoredness? I ran across a cartoon this week, and it was Mary later in life, a few years later, standing next to her son Jesus, little boy Jesus. And little boy Jesus said, "Mom, where do babies come from?" And then Joseph is nearby and said, "Yeah, Mary, where do babies come from?" You ever think Mary and Joseph had some tough conversations as a married couple? What does it mean to be favored by God? I think we can often tend to think if you're favored by God, it means that life's going to be bright and happy. You know, you'll be happy, healthier, better looking, and more successful. In fact, a few years back, I was in the grocery store checkout line, and there was what seemed to be a Christian magazine there. And on the front cover was the gleaming smile of one of America's more popular preachers. And next to him, the cover read, "Overcome Anything, 30-Day Devotional of Spiritual Cures." And among the things it could cure, it said, "Financial worry, loneliness, grief, anger, heartache, addiction, depression, anxiety, jealousy." Sounds pretty good. And underneath the preacher's picture, it went on to say, "You can win. How to partner with God to achieve all your dreams." And isn't winning kind of enticing, right? I've been an athlete before. It's a lot more fun than losing. Did Mary win, though? Was it about winning? It would seem to me that God gave her more problems. All of a sudden, she's pregnant out of wedlock. Or how would you rate Mary on her parenting? Her son, after all, grew up to have a lot of run-ins with the police. God's favoredness meant that she might be ostracized by her family and her community. And of course, her favoredness meant that later she would watch as her son was betrayed, beaten, publicly humiliated, nailed to a cross, and killed. If that's what favoredness looks like, I think I'd like a little less favor from God. Thank you very much. But perhaps the gospel is hidden in there. Gabriel's message to Mary was not how Mary could partner with God to achieve all of her dreams. Rather, it was how God was coming to partner with Mary to achieve God's dreams for her and for the whole world. The Christmas story brings an unexpected turn. It's not about how God will make life easy or glorious by this world's standards. Rather, how God comes to make us holy and blessed and loved and precious, even in life's struggles. How is God partnering with you? That's what the story proclaims from the front of the book to the back. Being favored by God means that you have a God who is with you in all circumstances. It means that when everything looks dark, and it does get dark, there's still hope for light. Being favored by God means that in suffering, you have a God who understands, knows it, and even suffers in our body, who grieves with you and even goes into death. It means we have a God of compassion. Amazingly, Mary goes on to listen to Gabriel. He says, "Don't be afraid. God is showing up in you, Mary, to birth this message." And she has the miraculous faith to say then, "Here am I. Let it be with me according to your word." I don't know what that story is going to do to you or all of us today. Who knows where you're at? I think that when Luke writes it down, though, and he tells of the angel and Mary and the birth of that kid and all that Jesus would do, it seems that Luke wants us to hear that same blessing. Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you. After all, Christmas isn't just about Jesus being born to Mary. It's really about Jesus being born in us. And so that Jesus is born in us, so that just as Mary labors in that delivery, we labor in the delivery too, to lift up the lowly, to preach good news to the poor, to bring faith to those downtrodden and brokenhearted, to bring comfort to a world that needs it. And so, perhaps just hear this again today. Greetings, favored ones. The Lord is with you. And may we have the faith and confidence to say, as Mary did, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be so according to your word." Amen.